of popular demand, the government at that time condemned Jesus to death on the cross. He was whipped brutally and then nailed to a cross where he died beside two criminals. He was an innocent victim. He was brutally killed. So from a human perspective, this is how we would describe him. But what did Jesus say about himself? While he was describing himself as an attentive, caring, loving shepherd, Jesus said in John 10, verse 17 to 18, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." Jesus laid down his life. He sacrificed himself. And for what? For those that the Father chose to be his own, chosen way back in eternity past. In Ephesians 1 verse 4, it says, "He chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him." God chose to make us holy and righteous in Christ before the foundation of the world. He knew all people would be sinners and that he would bring sinners to himself through a redeemer. That had always been known to God and in his plan. The plan had always been for God the Son to come and sacrifice his life for sinners. It was always God the Father's will that John chapter 6 verse 40, "Everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life." So God the Son, Jesus Christ, laid down his life for sinners as planned, and he did this voluntarily. Jesus said, "I laid down my life. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down." No one took his life from him. No one could take his life from him. He wasn't some poor guy that just got swept up into something that spun out of control and he ended up being this victim. He was always the authority. When in the Garden of Gethsemane and the crowd came to take him, some pulled out swords, ready to fight and defend. And in Matthew 26, verse 53, records Jesus as saying, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?" He could have wiped out that whole crew of people. He had the authority, but he didn't. That was not the plan. Well before Jesus was taken and crucified, he told his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 30, "I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father." The ruler of this world, the devil, has no claim on Jesus. Jesus is not under the power or control or authority of the devil. There is no equal or almost equal power with the devil that God the Son has. It's not like that. The devil could not do what he wanted to do with Jesus. The devil has no claim on Jesus. The death of Jesus was the plan of salvation made in eternity past. He went to the cross willingly. He voluntarily came to save us from our sin. He lived the life, the holy life we were to live. He laid down his life and he took the punishment, the wrath of God which our sins deserved. The wrath of the sovereign, limitless, holy God, Jesus laid down his life to receive that punishment. Knowing full well what buying our salvation would take, Jesus willingly did it. He was not a surprised victim saying, "Hey, wait a minute, what's going on here?" He did it all on purpose, choosing the traitor Judas as a disciple, dying on the cross, rising from the dead, all of it on purpose to set you and I free from slavery to sin, slavery, bondage, caged in with sin. Jesus was a willing victim. He was the planned victim. Not a helpless, clueless victim, but embracing his plan for salvation, laying down his life. No one had authority over him. He had the authority, and he voluntarily submitted to those killers and allowed himself to be crucified, taking on the punishment of sin, all according to the plan of salvation. So, church, rejoice. Rejoice. Our Redeemer, our Savior, Jesus, knew what it would take to save you and I. And he gladly did it. Voluntarily did it. So rejoice. And as John 8, verse 36 says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray together and sing a closing song together. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you that the Son willingly went and he took our punishment that we deserved. Thank you. Thank you for giving us forgiveness because of what Jesus did. Thank you for giving us, covering us with Jesus' righteousness. Thank you that we can boldly come before you because we're in Christ. We are forgiven and we are covered with the righteousness of Christ. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you that we didn't earn it, that it is totally a gift, your grace given to us. None of us can brag or look down on anybody else because we're saved and others are not saved. We can't do that. We look to you with gratitude and with joy, saying thank you for saving sinners, undeserving sinners like us. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, if there are some in our midst that have not repented of their sin and have not put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask, Lord, that you would bring salvation, that you would open their eyes to see your truth of who they are standing before you and how they are in need of the Savior. Lord, thank you for glorifying yourself in us by saving us. And we ask you would continue to glorify yourself in our lives. We love you. Thank you. We worship you as our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Church, let's stand and celebrate the cross this morning.
Cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus Savior on the cursed tree.
for our closing, let's read these truths together. God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God. Amen. Go in that truth, and we will see you Easter morning, 8 a.m. sunrise service, 8:30 breakfast, 10:30 normal service. Go in peace.